All right, well, let me move on into the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I will remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, Stan McDonald is the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue, and I will tell you more about Stan here in just a few minutes. Okay, I don't know if you've been tracking the changes that are being made to education in the recent history, at least I would say the manner in which we conduct education. Alabama, Tennessee, Texas, and several other state capitals around the nation have all been making moves to school choice. There's been a major move afoot to review, revise, and renovate the way education is handled basically in general. For decades, there has been a movement put up by the left and too often shrugged about by the right to allow a massive big government centralization of education, but doing so has failed us in epic proportions. So changes are being made, and not just in the states now. Because yesterday, President Trump threw down the gauntlet. Yesterday, Trump signed an executive order that would effectively dismantle the bloated bureaucratic nightmare known as the U.S. Department of Education. But there's a major fight right now between the usual suspects of the teachers' unions, the school board associations, the progressive left, the big government bureaucrats, and all those who believe that states' rights and parental rights are supposed to be important. Because all of the naysayers, they want states' rights and parental rights to be secondary to the centralized Big Brother-style government programs. So Alabama began breaking free, especially in 2014, with the passage of what's known as the Alabama Accountability Act. It was the first major piece of legislation that addressed the idea that parents should have more say in what is best for their child's education. I mean, think about it. It actually took legislation to affirm that if a child is stuck in a failing school, like literally stuck, with no financial ability to go someplace better to meet their needs, it took legislation to say that was wrong. That it was just not good enough to continue letting shoulders be shrugged as education numbers trended down and students fell further and further behind. So yeah, back in 2014, we cracked the ice, and last year, the legislature took us completely out of the ice age into the warm light of day for education. You see, Alabama, where I'm sitting right now, Alabama was dead last. Dead last! Dead last in the national rankings, but the teachers' union fought and scratched and clawed and determined to maintain their failing status quo. But we pushed through, and we passed it. Why? Because we were dead last. I mean, you heard me, dead last. There used to be a time when people could shrug their shoulders and say, well, thank goodness for Mississippi, because they were always ranked below us, but not anymore. Alabama was last in the nation in education, dead last. And you know the old adage, continuing to do the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result, is just the definition of insanity. But yeah, this past year, Republicans in Alabama finally threw off the yoke of oppression from days past and passed what has now become known as the CHOOSE Act. CHOOSE is an acronym that stands for Creating Hope and Opportunity for Our Students' Education. It's a full-on, comprehensive school choice bill that allows education dollars to be spent on the education of a child, not the feeding of a bloated, failing bureaucracy called the State Department of Education, or in this case, the National Department of Education. Parents can actually apply for funds. The parents get to decide how they're applied. You take your pick. Change schools, go to private schools, go to homeschooling, you name it. Parents and legal guardians under Alabama law now matter more than bureaucrats. Kids matter more than dollars. Education can get back to being about the education of the child and not just the feeding of the bureaucratic beast. Parents and legal guardians are given the say-so and the funds to go with the child. I mean, why not? It's their tax dollars, right? This has been a really exciting change to the status quo for Alabama, and, you know, we have nowhere to go but up. But what about the federal side, though? Because Donald Trump, he said when he was campaigning that school choice is the civil rights issue of our lifetime, and I believe he's right. And the wave of school choice legislation we've been seeing sweeping the nation at state-level leadership. Republicans in various offices saying they want to fix education. They've been acting with courage and striving to do so. And school choice is definitely in state houses around the nation in a big way. But the federal side has been not so much. The federal side has been lagging behind. The federal side has become bureaucracy like nothing else. For the last 40 years, which by the way is really not a long time when you consider that's like 1/8 of the length of our nation. For only the last 40 years, the U.S. Department of Education has presided over vast mediocrity and outright failure. Since being founded by the Carter administration in 1980, the Department of Education has been the main hub for educational stagnation nationwide. The DOE. The U.S. DOE has spent more than a trillion tax dollars, and yet nationally, we have seen test scores remain flat and school choice opposed by national efforts. The DOE has been a micromanager of the states. It has demanded Congress allocate ever-increasing budget appropriations, but yet providing no return on the investment to show for it. Nothing in the realm of student outcomes that could ever prove the value of keeping this epic bloat of bureaucracy exists. The Department of Education also became the poster child for DEI. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent to train teachers and indoctrinate students in alternative lifestyles, promotion of critical race theory, teaching that America is a racist nation. Unless we forget, it was the Biden Department of Education that actually advanced the cause of transgender boys playing in girl sports by issuing a reimagined version of Title IX. And we should also take note, by the way, that when campuses around the nation had anti-Semitic activities and hostile takeovers, the Department of Education remained silent and did nothing. Well, newly appointed Trump Secretary Linda McMahon said yesterday that before President Trump issued the directive for all government employees to return to in-person work at their offices, that many of the Department of Education personnel weren't even showing up at all. Some of them, she says, has even moved hundreds of miles from their duty stations. President Trump's new action yesterday, though, it's huge. It's bold. It's going to cause liberal heads to explode. Already is. There's never been a government department this big that's ever been taken down. And the mandate yesterday from President Trump, it's really pretty simple. It does two things. One, to plan in coordination with Congress for the possibility of eliminating or relocating functions and operations of the Department of Education. There's that. And two, to ensure that no taxpayer money flows to DEI programs or institutions that embrace DEI that would fall under the DOE. Yeah. But y'all, I'm going to tell you, it's going to take more than just political will. It's going to take statesmen. It's going to take leadership. It's going to take a fight. But like General George Patton once said, if everyone's thinking alike, then somebody isn't thinking. This is a new idea. There has to be a means to educate our children without continually feeding the beast of the education system. Because we're at the bottom. Like right now. Rock bottom. And that's a given. So do we just lay there? Do we just lay there and wallow in our continual educational misery? I mean, if we do, then the many kids whose parents cannot afford to move them to better opportunities are going to continually be relegated to less than what they deserve. Studies have proven that a quality education is one of the surest means to overcome a cycle of poverty. We have to bounce from this bottom. I mean, is it scary to do something new? Of course it is. There's never been success without risk. But when you're already last, there's nowhere to go but up. The teachers union fought us every single step of the way back in 2014 when we broke the ice with the Accountability Act. And they're going to likely get nasty and desperate again. They always do. And if legislators and bureaucrats fear failure or fear the teachers union, then they'll just stay in paralysis and nothing will happen except more failure. This is going to actually take some steel fiber in our elected officials, many of whom have already become accustomed, unfortunately, to taking their campaign donations from the teachers union, despite the fact that the Republican Party platforms everywhere urge them not to do so. But yeah, you go back and ask any of us that were there in the 2010 class of legislators. In Montgomery, it was a daily fight. I got all the hate mail. They tried to dox me. They published my cell phone number in the AEA Journal. They drew caricatures about me, and I was not alone. It was all of us Republicans who were willing to stand up against them. People even dropped threatening letters in my home mailbox, without a stamp, by the way, meaning they had to come to my house to do it. And like I said, I was not alone. As a group, we won. Legislators in states that are still considering school choice either take this stand right now with all the moral courage it's going to require, or those status quo elitists and teachers unions are going to know they can beat you up, get your lunch money anytime they want to. And the public's going to know it too. But now, at the federal level, by virtue of this executive order that President Trump just signed, it's obvious that states have the full backing of the Office of the President of the United States. The wind is at their backs. Put school choice in place at the states and prepare to be more in control at the state and local level on how best to educate America's kids, because if we can dismantle what's going on in D.C. and block grant the states, then guess what? You're going to have more say-so in what you get to do. But it takes strength of will. It takes a statesmanlike view. It takes a willingness to recognize that dollars are there for the child, not for the system. And bureaucrats are going to wring their hands and teachers union sycophants are going to shout and scream, But the education of a child, it will only be retooled and made better if these elected officials and some bureaucrats will actually stand their ground and see their constituents and not their paychecks in their campaign coffers. I, for one, am excited about what all this means. Truly, I am. We have nowhere to go but up. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.